another letter here in the volume 5 in the Holy Letters of Rebbe. This is letter number 1423, and this is Baruch Hashem dated the 15th day of Shvat. All these letters we've been reading, 15 Shvat, and every day of the month, you know, in all different areas, in various different people, the Rebbe is writing all these letters to everybody. Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha.
Is this Tuba Shvat?
Yeah. The Rebbe says like this: I received your letter on the eve of the second Yahrzeit, which was in Tavshin Beis of my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, with the titles. And the Rebbe says, I open up, I have to ask you forgiveness, because it appears that you did not interpret my intention when I sent, the Rebbe sent them a check. Let's say a check that was fitting, a fitting check so you didn't in you didn't he didn't interpret it properly. Now, before we learned a letter, I'm wondering if this is a continuation. We learned a letter. The Rebbe offered somebody a loan, and the Rebbe loan, and the Rebbe sort of apologized, so to speak, for offering a loan. I have no idea if this is the same, a follow-up to that. But here, the Rebbe says, I have to ask forgiveness because you did not interpret my intention, that what I really had in mind. Basically, what I think he's saying, as we'll see in a minute, the guy wasn't happy, the check wasn't big enough. And I think what he said, I read quickly, let's just take a look. I think what he said to the Rebbe, you know, thank you, but no thanks, I didn't use it. So he said, okay, but let's see. So the Rebbe says that I too evaluating, you know, how large the amount was, but on the other hand, you also have to take an estimation how much our fund, how much the funding, how much we can provide. I will give you, this is based, he says, on a story from my father-in-law in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek. And then later on, he made for this something that he learned, a binyan av, which means that tell them how to deal about himself. And what happened, it was like this. It once happened that one of the people that was connected, the previous Rebbe, one of the people that was connected to the previous Rebbe, he happened to be in a very difficult financial situation. So the previous Rebbe sent him a very insignificant, a small amount, and he explained this based on this, even though he said a small amount, that the Tzemach Tzedek said that his fund that he has is similar to what our sages tell us in the Talmud in Baba Basra, Daf Tesom et Beis, that there was a great righteous person, as we read, Iyov, Job, and the Gemara says, Kol hanoytel pruta me'iyov mizbarech. Anybody who takes a coin from Iyov, he was so blessed, Hashem blessed him with everything. If you took anything that brought you, it was like a charm, it brought you good luck. So just, the amount wasn't important, it was just taking even a pruta, a small coin, if you take it, that brought you good luck. So, a pruta is the actual smallest coin. It's one of the smallest amount. And yet, when it comes from a fund of a straight, wholesome, ish tam v'yoshur, that brought tremendous success, etc. So, that's what the previous Rebbe was selling to the person, even though he gave him a very small amount. So since that fund is now under my hands, in other words, I'm in control of that fund. So that is also that was left over from my father-in-law. And I'm a chassid of his, the Rebbe says. I'm a chassid of my father-in-law. So, I am certain that even one pruta, one coin, one penny, one pruta from this fund brings a blessing to the business in which you will invest that coin. The business you will invest that coin will bring it success. But yet, since you, your honorable, the Rebbe Zekveta Rosi, as I imagine, were sort of subjugate yourself before my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and you were actually a friend, a soul friend, more than even a chassid. You were actually you did nefesh. So I sent you a check on the amount which is close to the maximum that is possible now to send because of the situation of the fund. Now, I see here at the bottom of the note here, it says letter of before 1407. So I believe we do have it right. That is the letter that we were discussing before. So, what does it come out from all the above? Number one, I hope you're not going to be upset with me. Lo yakpi dala, you're not going to be upset with me. Number two, it's a shame that you didn't use it, the Rebbe says. You didn't use the amount. And I repeat on what I said, that I'm sure that this would have brought you success and blessing. And my suggestion is still intact, stays in its place. And perhaps the Rebbe says that I took this expression of Shakalti Lematrapusi is based on the Gemara Yubamas Kufhei Beis, meaning I got what I deserved. And the Gemara. So the Rebbe uses that expression. It's an expression which is used sometimes. So the Rebbe says, I deserved basically what I got. Because I violated the expression that was said in the name of the Alter Rebbe as wrote in the previous letter.
Right.
The Alter Rebbe said, the Rebbe quoted over there, that with three things you don't come up. You don't come up with advice. You don't come up with a loan to somebody, and you don't come up
with a shidduch.
Those are the three things. Okay, and the Rebbe sort of said, but the Rebbe answered it over there. He's saying, well, he once caught his teacher, his learning Gemara on Tisha B'Av, and he asked, on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to learn. So he said, well, if they're going to beat me, let them beat me for that, for studying on Tisha B'Av Gemara. He says, I consider myself that I'm probably going to be beaten, so at least it should be for something. So the Rebbe used that as a metaphor over there. But the Rebbe says, I'm a little bit surprised that you don't mention anything about the health of yourself, your wife, and yourself. And I want to conclude with hearty wishes to you and your wife. May they live. And Hashem should fulfill all your lackings and everything that you need very soon. Not only things that enough that you shouldn't lack anything, but also more than themselves, more than that, as explained the difference between in the halachas, I think in Torah it means over here, the difference between the obligation of just filling what you need and you don't have to make the person wealthy. So it's more. It is the needs, and then there is the luxury. There are more of them. With blessing. The Rebbe says, I am also attaching the words of the fifth night of Hanukkah, which also over there discusses about one who takes a coin from Eiv is Mizbarech, and the Chumah, etc.